going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Passes does it again.
Again.
It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied! This game is tied!
And he swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It's episode 199. Before we get going, we've got Chris Murphy on the pod today, so we got that interview for you guys. Before we get into that, remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Go to YouTube on the WEI page. We got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes. Hit the thumbs up. You know the drill. Subscribe to WEI, and then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, where we drop awesome clips every single day. Us on the podcast, us with the players. It's all there. You don't want to miss it. But we've got an interview with Chris Murphy for you guys. He's still recovering from Tommy John surgery he had last year. He's back on the mound. He's feeling great. We talked to him. He's one of our guys on this team, one of the easiest dudes on this team to root for. And let's be real, there's a lot of guys on this team that are really easy to root for. This team has a lot of great guys, great personalities, guys who've been really good to us. But Chris Murphy, we go back to last year at the final winter weekend, and he's just the best. And we love Chris Murphy, and I'm excited to see him back on the mound pitching for the Red Sox soon. But he's gonna be on a rehab assignment at some point soon, so we'll see where that goes. But for now, I mean, do we just get right into this interview, fellas?
Yeah, hop right in.
Do it.
All right, here's our interview with Chris Murphy. All right, we're here with Red Sox pitcher Chris Murphy. Chris, last time we talked to you, you were on our show, and you talked about a bowling league where you guys were bowling with your offhand. I got to know, who won and how did it go?
Offhanded, I believe I won. I could be wrong, but strong-handed, definitely Michael Fulmer takes the cake there. There was actually some good competing there at the end. Everybody showed up for the championship week, which was unfortunate. But, yeah, I'd have to say that I'm probably the best offhanded bowler.
What was your score with your offhand?
My best score with my offhand in a tournament was a 245.
That's ridiculous.
245. That's not fair. I don't even know. Is that good?
That's really
solid.
Good.
That's solid.
300 is a perfect.
Scratch bowler is 220. Okay. Michael Fulmer is a scratch bowler. 220 okay. Average.
Who underperformed in the league? Throw someone under the bus for us.
Of the rehab league, Wyatt Mills was a big underperformer. He never showed up.
What is the score of an underperformer? Because I approach 200 with my strong hand, and I feel like I'm not that bad.
If you can't break 100, that's underperforming. There were some guys with scores in the 80s. Not going to name names, but Taylor Broadway. if you guys don't know who he is.
Yeah, no.
Minor leaguer.
Have you candle pin bowled at all?
I have not. I actually had... I don't get the fun in it, but it looks interesting.
I think it's better.
Is it?
You get three throws. The ball doesn't feel like your fingers are going to fall off. Because like when you do the regular bowling, it kind of feels like the bowling ball is going to roll your
fingers off. See, we went to... There's a pro shop in the bowling alley we were going to. So we all have... I got fitted for my own ball offhanded so I can hook it.
Jeez, so you guys took this pretty seriously.
We ended up taking it pretty seriously and bowled in tournaments on the weekends. Oh my God. And you had a handicap and you played there and I was probably like a 170 average.
Are you a forehand or are you a backhand?
It's more like you come through and you like flick it at the end to get it rolling and you play a hook. Everybody hooks it.
You're not breaking 200 without
No, it's I don't know what it would be. It's more like your thumb comes out and you flick it with your finger kind of thing. And then you can either go two-hand, which is what a lot of guys do, and they kind of go back. Like if you watch Jason Belmonte, they just kind of push it and roll it forward really, really hard. Kind of let the ball do all the work.
Do you have like a six celly when you do like a strike? Strike, right? Strike or a spare or a turkey?
I don't have a celly, no. Because usually it's I don't know. Yeah. So some guys know when they're going to throw a strike. Mine's like, might have missed it. But
it is sick when the guys walk away before it hits. Like they turn around as the ball's rolling because they're so confident that it's going to be a strike or a spare or whatever. So you don't do that?
Yeah, no, I don't do that. Actually, Brandon Walter did that a lot, left-handed. Really good left-handed bowler.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, maybe you, how much time do you have left down here?
Maybe hopefully a month.
Okay.
Let's be optimistic. A month left. Down
okay. Here. And before we get into like the baseball stuff, are you going to continue bowling for that last month?
I've only bowled once since I've been out here from January. So I haven't really picked it up. I only have one of my balls down here. I've got a couple in Arizona, but just been focusing on baseball since I got back.
All right, well, when you get back up to New England, you got to do candlepin bowling. I swear, it's okay. So great. It's like you walk into the place, there's like cigarette smoke. They're like, hey, how are you? What size shoe do you want? None of them ever fit. The food is like microwave chicken tenders. It's awesome. Classic New England experience.
Nothing like a dart and bowling, huh?
Yeah, bowling and darts, yeah, dude. That's our culture. It's beautiful. So let's talk about the arm surgery. What was it like? Let's go all the way back. When you got the news that you had to get a procedure done, what was that like?
It was something that I think I saw coming for probably a solid 4 years now. Mm-hmm. I remember talking to Brian Van Bell when we were roommates in 2021 in Greenville, and I was like, oh, man, I would wake up on start day and be like, today might be the day that it goes. And it was kind of like that for, I can at least say, probably 50% of my starts from 2021 to 2023, I felt that way. And it was just kind of like, oh, well, it survived and actually ended up feeling good once I got hot. So when it happened, I knew I kept pitching through it. It was one of those, like, I think it just went, let's see, just throw another pitch, see if it goes even more. And it, I don't know, the ball's still coming out fine at the end of there. So it was one of those, like, it was about time.
When it all happened, were you given the option of the brace or did you just go... whole new engine in the car?
Meister did think that he could do a brace originally by looking at the MRI, and then it turned into, hey, I said, hey, your best judgment. If you think a brace will get it done, then let's do brace. And if you think we should do the whole hybrid surgery, then do the whole hybrid surgery. And I woke up, I asked if I had the brace. He said, no, you had the full thing. Well, and that was that.
Was it almost a relief? Because, I mean, if you've been dealing with this for 4 years beforehand, is it almost a relief when you finally get it done?
Yeah, it was. What's up, AC?
The Godfather.
it was a little bit of a relief, honestly. It was unfortunate that I did miss all of last year, but you kind of have to turn the blinders on and try to have a positive outlook, or else rehab just gets that much worse. So, just kind of looking out and about. I'm 26 now, and hopefully I'm back in a major league game when I'm 27. So,
first day of rehab. Kind of like first day of school, I imagine. What was that like for you? What was the starting point of the rehab?
Oof. It sucks being a guy that, like, I've been a mover my whole life, just a guy that likes to be in the gym, likes to move around and do stuff. Definitely when I could not bend my arm and could not pick up a 1 pound dumbbell and I watched my arm deteriorate in size, it was one of those, like, oh, shit. Little it bummed me out a little bit, and it sucked for a few weeks there. And then you start seeing it progress and come back slowly, and then that's when it kind of got rewarding.
What was it like the first time throwing a baseball again? How good did it feel? How weird did it feel?
It felt so weird. Just throwing it 45 feet. I was actually in the gym back home in Arizona, and I was playing catch, and one of the other guys in the gym made my strength coach take his glove off, so I didn't throw it hard enough, so I was throwing it into his hands as opposed to into a glove, which that made it a lot easier, or kept a governor on me. Not really visualized, but keep a governor on me, make sure I don't overthrow, and like, this is a long process.
Yeah.
So what's your goal for this year? Like, when do you want to get back to the Northeast, and when do you want to see yourself on a major league mound?
On a major league mound as soon as they ask me to, but obviously that's going to be all depending on how I do in my rehab process. And we're in bullpens. I'm throwing all my pitches right now, and I think we're 3 weeks away from alive, or 2.5 weeks from alive. So from there on, it's kind of results oriented. So I, being optimistic, I'd say hopefully I'm back in a rehab game sometime in early May or middle of May, and we go from there and see how the cookie crumbles.
All right, before we move away from baseball-centric questions.
Get to the good stuff.
Last baseball thing. How do you anticipate it's going to feel when you're back on that mound? Not for your first major league game back, but just for your first game back. How do you think that's going to feel mentally, physically, everything?
I mean, that's my happy place. That's where I'm probably most comfortable. I hate bullpens with everything I've got. It's the most annoying thing. I'm not throwing to a real hitter. I'm just pretending I am. I'm just a guy that likes to compete and just throw to a hitter, whether it's an FCL guy or it's in low A or high A or anywhere throughout the system. Like, it's going to be just straight competing at that point.
All right, so time for the non-baseball stuff. We got a couple of fun ones cooked up for you. First one, have you seen The Town, first off?
I have seen The Town.
Okay. You're robbing Fenway.
Okay.
You can pick three guys to rob Fenway with and a getaway driver.
Oh, so three and a driver, so not just four. But can my driver also be someone?
Dude, of course.
Okay.
If he's elusive enough to rob
him. Oh, Raldis Chapman. He has two tanks sitting in the parking lot over there, two gigantic armored vehicles, and I think he's a guy that I want with me. Take Jaron Duran for natural reasons.
Yeah.
I'd probably, me and Richard Fitz, I think I might have to take Fitzy just because he's going to do some distracting. I think he would definitely be distracting security guards with his antics. You guys should get him on here so you can kind of experience his antics. Yeah, he's something.
Him in the caddy outfit.
Yeah, that's him in a nutshell. And then I'd probably have to have one more, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take Crochet. I'm a small guy. I'm not a big guy. I need some muscle.
Some strength there.
You bring some horses with you.
Yeah.
Have you seen Aroldis drive the car?
Truck? I've never. He's in here at probably 5 in the morning, and I've never seen him leave. So he's usually. I haven't seen anybody get in the car, but it's a gigantic vehicle.
If you got one of those things, you better use it right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the next question for you. What, besides baseball and besides bowling, are you an expert in?
I'll say not an expert at either of those things.
Humble.
It's your student, always. Not good at either. So just kind of got to work on it. Let's see. What am I good at? I'd like to be cocky and say mini golf, but I'm not. Talk a big game being a decent golfer, but I'm not good at all at mini golf. What? Liam Hendricks, everybody. Liam, what am I good at?
Sucking.
Yeah, good at sucking.
At sucking.
Did he call you a
good? Say it again.
I'm good. I make people uncomfortable for reasons that we're not going to name.
Except for me, because I'm on flat.
Yeah. I can rattle Greg Weissert's cage very easily. If you want to ask him about that, Greg Weissert's the guy to ask about what I'm good at.
Okay, we got producer Joe, when you're watching this, we're going to edit out
bleep it out.
All right, okay. My question. Jeez, I'm rattled. This is going to get you a lot of heat.
Give me your most controversial food take.
Pineapple does belong on pizza.
Ooh. Oh, I agree. Wait, you don't agree with that?
I don't.
Why would it not
I eat
it.
Okay, so here's the thing. It's like being a cat guy and a dog guy. Like, I like pizza without pineapples.
Yeah.
But I also like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, I like cats and I like dogs. They're both fun. They're different.
Yeah, some people don't like cats, but they love dogs. But most people... Actually, no, I had that wrong. Most people like dogs, and some people don't like cats, but everybody that likes cats likes dogs.
So I think what we found out is I have two wildly closed-minded hosts to my side that will not have pineapple on pizza.
We're going to have to give you another pizza question at some point.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to follow
Chicago up. Chicago pizza is not a pizza, if that's the question.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing.
It's not pizza.
I think
that's
people from Chicago would agree with you on that, because it's like their whole, it's a different section.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have had deep dish. It's not pizza.
It's not pizza.
It's its own thing. It's great, but it's not pizza.
I'm gonna ask it anyway.
Go for it.
Would you ever put shrimp on pizza?
No, I don't like shrimp anyways. It's a bottom feeder.
What if it were popcorn shrimp?
No. Fried? Mm-mm.
Would you ever put fried chicken on pizza?
Oh, I don't know if it becomes pizza at that point or if it's just pizza-like. But yes, I'd put fried chicken on pizza.
So pizza with fried chicken on it, you would say maybe no longer qualifies
as pizza?
I mean, let's
call it a chicken parm pizza. Same fried chicken.
Oh, shoot.
You're like going to eat it.
It is basically chicken parm
at that
point.
You're going to eat it.
Chicken parm pizza.
If you put
that's
chicken on pizza...
You're going to eat it.
No, it'll be good.
All right, Liam's gone. Would you put Vegemite on pizza?
Ew, no, that stuff needs to go in the trash.
So he, last year...
It's in there. It's in that room right behind us, and it is absolutely disgusting.
Who eats it?
That's what we should do. We should try Vegemite.
I think one of our trainers, Brad, eats it, and Liam eats it. But they have a lot of butter with it, so it's almost like you're not eating it.
So I asked him last year, I was like, how do you use Vegemite? And I just met him, and he called me a dipshit instantly. I was like,
perfect.
Yeah. Liam Hendricks, folks, that was great. But yeah, I wouldn't try that on pizza. I think we can hear Aroldis's tank revving up right now. There's a very loud noise in the background.
No, that's a golf cart.
No,
that's not the golf cart.
No, that's what there was.
That might be a tank.
That was a jet engine turning on.
All right, Murph, we appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Appreciate you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Coming on.
All right. Thanks for Chris Murphy for jumping on with the fellas. He was our first interview at spring training. We didn't quite know what we were doing at that point. We didn't have chairs. We kind of just stood there like we were holding him hostage or something. I don't know. But he's a great guy. I love Chris Murphy. He was happy to do it with us. And yeah, we waited to the end of the day to do it. It was like, okay, we got Chris Murphy at the end of the day. But yeah, he's a bro. We really love that guy.
Yeah, love chatting with Murph. He makes it very some of the guys. It's nerve wracking to talk to because they're kind. It feels like they want to go and they don't have the time. But Murph is always so generous with his time. It feels like he genuinely wants to hang out and talk. So, and he doesn't have to do any of that. So we appreciate him. Always great to us. And if Aroldis Chapman is closing games for the Red Sox, they might need another lefty. So get back quick, Murph. We need ya.
Yeah. Goes without saying. I think anybody who's been listening to this show for over a year, I fucking love Chris Murphy. That's my guy. And like Sammy said, just always so generous with his time. He's the most down-to-earth guy ever. We probably talked to him for, I would imagine, a good half hour, 45 minutes between, like, off camera. He was giving us like Mexican recommendations. He showed us the pictures of inside of his elbow during surgery, which I loved. Gordon and Sam, you got a little crazy.
I hated that. That was nasty. That was,
you know, it was weird. Him showing the pictures didn't do it. Like, I didn't get as grossed out by the pictures as I did when he described, like, I forget, it was some feeling with a nerve. I forget what he said, but it sent shivers down my spine. I hated
that. Yeah. Yeah. So he got the graft he got. If you rub, I think he was saying, if you rubbed his, if he rubs his elbow, he feels it in his wrist. Yeah. Or vice versa.
Oh, yeah. 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 It was like he would touch one part of his arm and he'd feel it in his elbow. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, that's just gross. Me with that. Stop that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, no, he's always a good time to talk to. And, he's just the boy. He's awesome. I love Chris.
You know, Murph's like the kind of guy, like if my sister brought him home and was like, this is this guy I'm dating, I'd be like, oh, he's a nice guy. Okay. No problems with this. Not a scumbag. Good guy.
Here's the thing about Murph is, like, and granted, we started sitting for these things, which was a great idea because we interviewed a lot of tall people. We've released interviews already with Giolito, Fitz, and Crochet, who are just massive people. We did Murph standing. I've done standing interviews with tall guys before. Like, there's a picture of me with Giolito that I'll talk about for the rest of time where I want to kill myself looking at it. But with Murph, it kind of just looks like us, man. He does.
He was saying, he was like, yeah, I'm the shortest pitcher on the team. I'm only 6 feet. I'm like, 6 feet? I wish I was 6 feet.
Oh, also, man, worth noting, he definitely put on some size. He was in shape. He was in great shape. He was looking good.
Well, the thing about Murph is, like, he's known for probably for multiple years now that he was going to get Tommy John, and his elbow just didn't feel right, and he pitched through it, and he knew the day was going to come, and it came. And now we'll see what he looks like, but this is a guy who's got a new elbow, and hopefully it's not going to feel like it's hanging on by a thread. And, you know, I'm excited to see what he looks like when he gets back. Any last words before we wrap this thing up?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Big shout out to Chris Murphy for always making the time for us. He's always generous with it. And he's just a great dude. One of the nicest dudes on this team. And that's not just coming from us. Like, before we talked to him for the first time, that was the reputation when he made his debut. That was the reputation when he came up, just an easy guy to root for. I believe his debut was either in Cleveland or I think it was in Cleveland. I just remember him coming up, and that was the reputation he had, and he has lived up to it. So big shout out to Chris Murphy for jumping on with the boys. But that's going to do it for this episode of Play Tessie. We'll be back in your ears on Friday, which will be like the first time that we drop like a normal episode. That's not right out, because the series with the Rays ends Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then they're off Thursday, and then we're going to drop an episode. So we're finally off the whole series by series thing. We'll still talk about the games, obviously, but we'll be storyline focused. But we'll be back on Friday. But till then, we appreciate you guys tuning in to episode 199 of Play Tessie. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe, 5-star. Find us on YouTube on the WEEI channel. Got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes. So subscribe to WEEI. Hit the thumbs up on the episodes. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing. It's Gordo here. Big shout out to Chris Murphy for jumping on. That's going to do it, though. Episode 199 of Play Tessie. Man, that means 200 is coming up. We haven't really thought about that at all. But yeah, 200 in a couple of days. So be on the lookout for episode 200. And till then, thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.